the assembly moved forward with plans to transfer the management of the Tai Hydroelectric Facility to the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, or SEPA. The operations at Tai are currently done by the Thomas Bay Power Authority, or TBPA. The assembly unanimously approved the resolution recommending the transfer, and part of that plan is that Wrangell will work cooperatively with the Petersburg Borough and SEPA throughout the process. This is an issue that has divided the towns in the past. Borough Manager Jeff Jaybush says he looks forward to a renewed partnership. He says the first step will be to make sure the two communities are on the same page.
Probably write a letter to the manager in Petersburg, and I will give him a copy of the resolution that we passed. And there will be some verbiage in there that, you know, please review this. This is, we've followed suit with your resolution about moving this to SEPA. And these are things our assembly is concerned about. Is there anything additional, or do you, are you, would you be good to move this on to the SEPA level and to let them take a look at it?
Petersburg drafted its own resolution on August 19th, supporting SEPA's takeover of operations at Tai and encouraging Wrangell to do the same. Wrangell's resolution is more comprehensive in terms of bullet points that have to be checked off for the transfer to take place. For example, there are a number of points covering current TBPA employees that will also be transferred to SEPA. All of those employees live in Wrangell, not Petersburg, so Jaybush says it's important that the city looks out for its residents.
We want to make sure the employees are fairly treated in this process, because there will be a lot of changes, and we recognize that, and everything isn't going to be exactly the same, but you certainly want to do everything you can to minimize negative impacts to the employees that work for Thomas Bay. So I think that is paramount with our thinking.
Jaybush says once the resolution is given the go-ahead by Petersburg, he'll work with them to get a copy to SEPA, which will then go before its board. SEPA CEO Trey Acteson was also at the assembly meeting. He said last week at the special assembly meeting that he's pleased with the direction that this is taking. Now he says he'll wait to hear back from the two communities.
Well, I'll be talking to our board at our next board meeting and discussing the topics that are at hand, and then working with the managers of both of the communities, I suspect, to put together a package.
Acteson says he will be taking the lead in drafting that package with the two boroughs.
And then I'll bring it back to our board to vote on. Anything that gets agreed upon that ultimately has to be approved by our board.
The next SEPA board meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, December 17th in Ketchikan. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.